vocal on Westchester's Hometown Forum. 1460 WVOX. 1460 WVOX.
I'm Steve. Opposite me, Lou. Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano, Mondays, 5:30 p.m. here at WVOX, your local news and entertainment and feature resource. We're talking to Vince, one of our great, great informants. I don't say that in a conspiratorial way, but one of our great informers of goings-on in New Rochelle schools, which have many great things about them, but one thing they don't seem to be expert at is spending our money efficiently. What do you think, Vince?
Well, the concern that many people have is the budget keeps going up, this time another 5%, even though we're losing students. Yes. We've lost about 1,000 students, nearly 10% of our entire student body in the last 3 or 4 years because of the declining academic rigor, the failure to keep pushing academic excellence. Our high school on our district, once ranked nationally as a blue ribbon district, our high school, according to U.S. News World Report, the premier ranking agency of 24,000 high schools, ranks New Rochelle High School's performance in the 45th or so percentile.
Yes.
Rather ugly if you're a realtor in town and you're trying to sell our community as a solid district engendering performance. Now, yep. Some students do very well. A few do.
Yes.
And if you're an active parent, if you push along, you can do all right. But many of our children need more help, need more kind of attention, like time on task. We close our schools many days of the year in the middle of the day, not yep. because of a crisis or a bomb threat. It's because of teacher development,
yep.
professional development. Can't we do that after school?
Of course.
Instead of depriving our needy children of a half day of instruction? That won't get me many votes. And as you know, I'm an announced candidate for the school board. You may have seen my sign outside VOX as you drove in today.
Very prominent. Good work.
But in any case, the law that requires equal airtime to candidates,
yes.
it will be easily met. All you need to do is offer everybody equal time, and I can still call in as much as I want, as long as you offer time to others.
Fair point.
But the bottom line is, unless the people of New Rochelle are equally concerned about their school district and their library, which is also voted on May 16th, May 16th is the election.
Yeah, Vince.
And the budget, which is 70% of your entire tax bill.
Of course.
And we only get 8-9%. That's the way the folks like it.
Yeah.
But let's see what happens, guys.
Well, wait a second. Vince, before you get off, I want you to hear my response to your points and points others have made. Let's face it, these are new challenges. Let's face it, over 50% of the student body is families, Spanish-speaking primarily. I know that's a new challenge, and whether they should be here or in other systems or proper immigration. That's not our subject area here. We are a municipality. We're a school board composed of citizens like us. We should be dealing with the situation, the issues that we have a say about. And I'm not talking about declaring your place a sanctuary place, which is against the Constitution, in my opinion. But Vince, to your very fair point, let's face it, when our enrollment is declining at a period of increasing budgets, don't you think there should be an investigation by some responsible authority, maybe a committee appointed by, of all things, the school board, to say, like we get an equity committee when nobody's
right.
run around crying about equity, and yeah. Columbus may have had his faults, but still, I've said on these airwaves, to me, a hero with many, many imperfections, like all of God's children. They didn't go around look for a neutral or objective people for their equity committee. Why not find a neutral and fair and bipartisan or multipartisan committee to look into enrollment declines and also
Correct.
Perhaps on spending on buildings, maintenance programs? Why don't we have independent review of some of our public employee labor contracts? We know, Vince, I know you've heard, and I know Lou knows here, a lot of this legal analysis and a lot of labor contract negotiation is left to the law firm, many of whose members do not live in New Rochelle. That's the ugly fact.
What I don't understand, Vince, is that you look at all these buildings they're building up here, and enrollment is down. Something's wrong with this picture. You see, they put a lot of buildings up where there was nothing before. So you can't say, well, they knocked down housing and they put buildings up. A lot of these buildings that they had were just office buildings and nothing, no people. The population was low.
Lou, to your point, sadly, former industrial facilities that actually had high-paying factory manufacturing jobs, now it's all housing, much of which is public finance. I'm in favor of some of that, but I think we're identifying a real problem. There's no economic reality being forced on our school board.
Well, look, just a thought or two that might help. When you talk about appointing committees, when you talk about groups, if the same school board that is handling all of this appoints the committee, you're going to get the same result.
Absolutely.
It's true. For example, when there was a question about having school resource officers.
Oh, boy.
Okay? The meeting that I attended and sat next to Damon Moore, where he went off on the county resource officer expert, which got Damon Moore kicked off the county committee on safety.
Yeah.
Okay? The committee was already stacked against the idea of school resource officers.
Yep.
But they had a committee, it met, and they followed the recommendations to not have resource officers. So look, appointing a committee is useless.
Yep.
Unless you elect some people to leadership on the school board, maybe like myself, who actually want to have neutral, balanced, fair committees that aren't stacked ahead of time. That's why they fight like hell to keep me from getting elected.
Vince, nothing's going to stop you, and I'm telling you, keep running. We'll give all the support we can. Thank you for running. Thanks for being open-minded and open-mouthed.
Thank you for the call, Vince.
This is WVOX 1460 AM. Call in number 914-636-0110. Again, if you want to hear past episodes going back a few years, go to the website www.thestevemayoshow.com, where Lou's and my shows are on display, and also some of my past writings. And I believe we have a third call. Let's go to a third caller.
Hello?
Charlie.
Yes, that's me.
Hey, how are you?
Greetings from Florida, a non-sanctuary Second Amendment state.
That's so good to hear.
That will stay that way. I know it's getting on. I don't want to take up too much time with you guys. Just want to let you know that here in Florida, parents control what the schools are teaching their kids, not the other way around. And I want to ask you guys about some things. There was a deli on 4th Street in Union, Washington. Kid's name was Gabe that used to work behind the counter.
Oh, yeah.
I loved that place. I went there for many years.
Yes.
Apparently, there was a murder right in front of it recently with two high school kids. And then an underground firearms factory was found by the police about a block away from this. I wanted to ask you about that. And I wanted to ask you about what's going on with Columbus School, that they want to change the name from Columbus School to something else.
They want to change the name of Columbus School or whatever, which I'm totally against, what I think is crazy, because, people say I'm Italian, but it's got nothing to do with that. That was called Dutch Hill, as you know, Charlie.
Right.
Knickerbocker Brewery was on Webster Avenue. They were sponsored, Germans were sponsored coming there in the turn of the century to people jobs, and people lived around the, around Webster Avenue and First Street, Second Street, Walnut. They lived in those areas there, and they worked at the brewery. And about 1905, 1910, the Italians started moving in. And Columbus School was before the Italians really were populated in that area. It was Dutch Hill. It was German. So, you know, to me, it's totally wrong to do this. I think it's a slap in the face to the community, and I'm totally against it.
Who has the final say about this?
Sure. It apparently is something that's being held by the school board through the appointment of one of these phony baloney committees, you know, with the appearance, with the air of fairness, representation of all sides, not just activist groups with who have it in for Columbus, who to me in history is generally a hero with all his imperfections. No, it's left to the activists who seem to control much of the agenda of the school board. And I got to tell you, though, to be fair, they're just exercising their rights. If there is a large population of parents in the New Rochelle schools who are silent, Charlie, who don't go to school board meetings, which I would say is true of most of the parents, what right do they have to complain if they don't go and let themselves be heard or call the radio station or start their own groups and protest on their own? I would say the silent majority of ordinary parents of all races and backgrounds should speak up for tradition, even traditional imperfect heroes like Columbus.
I agree. And, you know, it goes back to the same old thing. You get the government that you vote for.
Absolutely.
I had no, when I lived in New Rochelle, most of my life I lived there. And when I lived there, I had no use whatsoever for the school board, because the last dealings I had with them was voting on a budget where it didn't pass. So they kept having more votes and more votes and more votes
that.
Until it passed. And what they did was they changed the polling locations for people. So that when my wife and I went to vote no on the budget, we had to go to four different polling places. Finally wound up at City Hall. This took all day. And they said, well, you're not registered. And I said, we are registered. And they said, well, no, not here. So you know what? You can't vote.
Amazing.
And I said, look at this. You know,
it's strong.
I remember that very like it was yesterday. Another thing they did, Steve, is they had three votes. They failed the first time,
yes.
Failed the second time, then they had a third one. And what they did when they came out for the third one, they sent flyers home to the parents that they have to cut the soccer program, the basketball program, the baseball program, all
sure
the sports
you.
Programs they had to cut out or whatever. And there was a lot of kids that had scholarships coming. They thought they were going to lose that and whatever. It was totally wrong. It was like thieves in the night the way they handled it.
Well,
you're right, Charlie.
Charlie Lou, I think that's typical, that type of manipulation, switching of polling locations, which I'd never heard before, Charlie, but I believe you. And also the fear campaign, of course, the fear campaign, that to me is typical of Stalinist Soviet Union.
What
not
we heard about that
free
was
republic.
That there was a phone tree
yep.
the night before,
yep.
and they let people know where to go to vote.
Of course.
The ones that were wanting to vote yes
the old tricks,
on the budget.
The old
okay,
ugly
goodbye.
Tricks. Thank you, Charlie. Thanks for the call. Very good point. We need a reawakening of Republican democracy in New Rochelle, and that affects the school board and city council. It should be reflected in everybody's views. But people have to be interested in schools, parents especially, very little of that. And maybe some of these campaigns will reveal the real issues, not these phony, fake, hidden committees. This is Steve Mayo with Lou Feliciano. We're up to our last break. Please keep your dial where it is. We'll be right back here at WVOX.
This is WVOX. This is WVOX at 1460 for City Island, Echo Bay, and Port Chester.
1460 WVOX.
Hello again. I'm Steve. Across from me is Lou. Lou's heading the show next week, 5:30, next Monday, talking about everything under the sun as usual. We try to go local because, let's face it, this time of year, local is very big. To our next caller, just want his opinion. Chris, what do you think about school security? Is that a legitimate issue of parents, as parents,
yeah,
as grandparents? Are those legitimate issues? And let me give you something else. Do we have to be worried about now postal security? If you're getting mail at your house, do you want people running for office going through your received mail, as that video reveals by some incumbent running for mayor, actually. He's a county legislative incumbent who's running for mayor. Very troubling, isn't that?
Mm-hmm. For what reason?
I have no idea. I haven't interviewed him.
Oh.
It's just a video taken over a doorbell camera, and it's very upsetting to hear. And all I can say is, say it ain't so, fella. Say it ain't so.
Yeah.
What do you have to say, Chris? What's going on?
Well, first I want to apologize to Lou for having to correct him for his wooden stick comment. You there, Lou?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Wasn't it a wooden spoon?
Wooden spoon, yeah.
Oh, wooden spoon.
That was the weapon that the mothers... That it's the same spoon that they used to start a gravy.
Exactly.
Right.
I got to tell you one thing, though, Chris. yeah. mentioned it. You know, closing of Columbus School, they want to change their name or whatever. People don't realize the Italians really discovered Central and Northern White and Westchester County.
America.
No, Westchester County, right. too, because Westchester when they when they drove up the Hudson River and they went inland and the wife would look and she would say to the husband, Chappaqua, Chappaqua. That's why they got the name.
Really?
Oh, my God, corny.
I learned something.
Chris, I got to say, to be fair, I think Columbus was a hero. There are other heroes. I don't think school boards should be very lightly changing the names of statues and schools without good reason, or maybe a vote, a popular vote of parents, of stakeholders. What? But let's face it, isn't that what they did in Stalinist Russia and Nazi Germany? They changed the names of statues, tore down entire buildings, tore down stores that were owned by Jews. Is that a good example? I don't think
Elected? They are elected people that are going to make this decision, right?
But that's not necessarily within their purview. They're elected to make a budget and to determine school policy, which I think are legitimate issues of government.
Right.
Though I do believe, Chris, ultimately we're going to learn that local school boards are not very expert. They're not intended to be expert on curriculum or finances. You're right. They're amateurs like us, and that's the beauty of our system. Maybe
These are volunteers, Steve. These are volunteers that work for nothing.
Right.
You know, they don't get paid for what they do. So, you know, we have to keep our hopes high and our expectations low.
I've got a better idea, I think. Run this by you. Run this through you. Rather than electing people who run because they're popular or a party has quietly supported them, why not run people who are paid a salary, have great responsibilities, they get over $100,000 a year, I believe at least one chamber gets near 100, one over, I'm talking about here the New York State Legislature. New York State Assembly and Senate members affect the funding of public education as a state whole, but they do not have direct input on local school budgets and local curriculum matters. It all seems to be dissipated through a school board. Wouldn't it be better, instead of hoping for these volunteers to come to honest judgment, why not have our paid legislature handle this more directly? I'm talking about giving general control of education, which you know is a multi-billion dollar expense, to the elected legislature.
Well, something easier to do would be to eliminate the independent school board.
I agree with
you. And have it run as a public school board, I think Yonkers doesn't have an independent school board.
Yeah, Yonkers has.
Thanks for pointing that out. Yonkers has an appointed school board, the mayor and ratified by the council. But whatever you think of the mayor or the council there, I think it's a more accountable system.
Well, the whole idea of an independent school board is to try to eliminate partisan politics. That's the idea of it, okay?
It's well-intentioned,
but it is a difficult thing to do. It's hard to eliminate. I mean, it's still political. They have elections and all of that.
Of course.
But, you know, it is a difficult...
Well, I think you make a very good point, Chris, and I would say... You know, being political seems to be acceptable. Being partisan is prohibited. I'm not sure I really know the difference. Just one of them has parties involved. I'm not sure parties are evil like that as long as we keep our eyes open. Lou?
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think I like the way Yonkers has it or whatever like
Me
that.
Too.
Independent, they say you can't finagle nothing, but they do it anyway. Look at our school system.
Of course they do.
And so enough for nothing, you know, you put the whole weight on the mayor.
Absolutely. That's the way it should be. It's dissipating responsibility, Chris, which I think you were referring to. Let's have our elected and paid leaders do it. And if they don't do a good job, throw them out.
Right.
Mayor Mike does a good job in Yonkers.
Yeah, New York City doesn't have an independent school board either.
No.
And no one would say their school, the public schools are perfect. But I can tell you, I attended public schools there, and they were pretty good, at least the ones I went to.
Yeah.
There was a mechanism for eliminating it that was voting for your council and your mayor, which I was too young to do anyway. But.
Mm-hmm.
So what else today, Chris?
The public schools in New York State, you know, they have a board of regents that puts out a syllabus.
Yes.
Okay, as to what teachers are permitted to and supposed to teach and how they're supposed to teach it.
Yes, they put out general objectives.
They're not supposed to teach anything in a way that offends or degrades a student.
And I think that's I think that's a good model. They should have general rules, but let the school boards affect them. That's fine, but I think we need a more accountable system, as you seem to propose. And if you walk down, Chris, thank you for the call.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, everybody, for calling in tonight. Lou Feliciano, Steve Mayo. We'll be back next week on the Steve and Lou Show on WVOX 1460 AM, starting at 5:30. Thank you for listening, everybody. Drive safely. Be safe.
All right. God bless everybody. See you next week.
That's why she tried to be so hard, but they turned her into a princess. 1460.